This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina wa Habibina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa wa rizukna tiba'a wa arina al-batila batila wa rizukna ishtinaba. Alimna ma yanfa'una wa anfa'na bima'allamtana wa zidna ilma. أخرجنا من ظلمات الوهم وأكرمنا بنور الفهم وأنعم علينا يا عظيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي أما بعد. After the praise to Allah Almighty and glory and peace be upon His beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I testify that there is no God except Allah, and I testify that Muhammad is the Prophet and the Messenger of Allah. Tonight we'll speak about two great companions of the companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Both of their names, their first names is Abdullah or Abdullah. There are four famous companions with the name of Abdullah. And that's why the scholars call them Al-Abadila, a plural word for Abd. Abadila, the plural word for Abdullah. And there's four famous companions who their names start with Abdullah, is Abdullah bin Mas'ud, Abdullah ibn Abbas, the cousin of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abdullah ibn Umar ibn al-Khattab, and Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As. There are more other companions that their names start with Abdullah. There's Abdullah ibn Zubair, there's Abdullah ibn Jabir, and so on. But those four companions, why the scholars combine them together and call them Abadila, is because they were scholars. Those four companions, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud and Abdullah ibn Abbas and Abdullah ibn Umar and Abdullah ibn Amr, they were the scholars of the companions. They were the scholars of the companions, and they were young, and they used to serve the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and be around the Prophet alaihi wasallam as much as they can in a young age, except Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, who's a bit older than all of them. They used to be around him and seek a lot of knowledge from him. And that's why after the time of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, there were the scholars. There were the scholars among the companions. And the madhahib, the four madhahib, the four famous madhahib, madhab Abu Hanifa, Malik, Shafi, and Hanbali, most of them go to one of those companions. You find that the Ahnaf take a lot from Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, and the Shafi'i take a lot from Abdullah ibn Abbas, and the Maliki take a lot from Abdullah ibn Umar, and the Hanabila take a lot from Abdullah ibn Amr. So there were the scholars among the companions who gained a lot of knowledge and carried a lot of the ahadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We start tonight, insha'Allah, relying on Allah with a great companion, and the oldest one among them is Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Abdullah, his nickname is Abu Abdul Rahman, and they used to nickname him with his mother's name, Ibn Abd. His mother, her name is Abd. They used to nickname him Ibn Abd. And that's what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to also nickname him. The first time he met the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is when Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a shepherd for one of the non-believers of Mecca, Uqba ibn Abi Mu'ayt. And that he was taking the sheeps out, walking and taking care of the flock of Uqba. And one day the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Abu Bakr are walking around the borders of Mecca. And they see this young man who's a shepherd looking after a bunch of sheep and goats. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam approached Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, and Abdullah ibn Mas'ud didn't know the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam back then or heard about the name of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. So he told him, could we have some milk of your goats or the sheep that you have, or from the goat that you have? So Abdullah ibn Mas'ud said, I am a trustworthy person, and I've been entrusted by my master not to give out milk to anyone, especially in a drought season. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told him, then, do you have a goat that's got a dry udder? Do you have a goat that's got a dry udder that there's no milk in her? So he said, yes. So he said, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, bring that goat to me. So alayhi salatu wa sallam wiped over the udder of the goat, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed it, and it became full of milk. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drank, and then he got Abu Bakr to drink from it, and then he got Abdullah ibn Mas'ud to drink from it. So Abdullah was amazed from that miracle that took place in front of him. Later on, he asked about the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and went and met with the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and he told him, "Teach me of what you know." So the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam said, "You're a young man that could be taught. You're a young man that could be taught." And he became a Muslim, and he was one of the first 10 companions to become Muslims, radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Abdullah ibn Abbas, he was side by side with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he went and migrated in the first migration to Habasha and migrated to Medina. And he was the companion that finished off Abu Jahl when those two young companions from the Ansar made Abu Jahl fall on the ground. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud took his knife and went on the body of Abu Jahl and slaughtered the head of Abu Jahl. And Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu was very skinny and short. Skinny and short to the state that you could recognize him among the people, that this person has a small size compared to the other people. And he had very, very thin legs. That once Abdullah ibn Mas'ud climbed a palm tree collecting palms, collecting dates. And the companion saw the legs of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud so thin, yani they're a bit abnormal compared to other men. So they start to laugh at the size of the legs of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Mimma tadhakun, what are you laughing at? لَرِجْلُ عَبْدُ بِن مَسْعُودِ أَثْقَلُ فِي الْمِيزَانِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مِنْ أُحُدٍ." By Allah, those two legs of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud are much more heavier in the scale to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the mountain of Uhud. Another narration, it says that by Allah, that the legs of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud that you're laughing at are much more heavier than the mountain of Uhud to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's not about size. It's not about size. And that's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said in the hereafter, Allah Azza wa Jalla will bring the fat, chubby person, and who will be on the scale nothing. He will put on the scale nothing. And Allah Azza wa Jalla will bring a skinny person, believer, and he'll mean a lot on the scale. He'll weight a lot on the scale. Why? Because it's not about your size, it's about your iman. And Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, with that small size of a man, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, was truly a man with a lot of courage. He was the first companion from among all the companions. He was the first companion from among all the companions and the great size companions, radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een, to read the Quran out loud in Mecca. He was the first companion to read the Quran out loud. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said one day to the companions, by Allah, that Quraysh had never ever heard the Quran out loud among them. And then he said, "Who is ready and willing to read the Quran out loud in front of the people of Mecca?" Out of all the companions, it was that skinny, short, thin young man, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, to stand up and say, "Oh Prophet Allah, I am willing to read the Quran in front of the people of Mecca." So the other companion said, "Oh Abdullah, you skinny, and you haven't got a big family behind you, worried about you." He said, "Allah will protect me." So radiallahu ta'ala anhu went among the people of Mecca, in the middle of the busy time and area and around the Kaaba, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu say and recite the Quran al-Kareem, "Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, ar-Rahman, allama al-Quran, khalaqa al-insan, allamahu al-bayan." So the non-believers around Mecca saying, "What's Abdullah ibn Mas'ud reading? What's this man reading?" So one of them said, "But Allah is reading the words of Muhammad." So they gathered on Abdullah ibn Mas'ud and started to bash Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. They gathered on Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and they started to bash him. And when he came back, he told the companions, "By Allah, I'm going to go back and recite the Quran once again for the sake of Allah. Allah will protect me." So that young, short, thin man, truly to Allah Azza wa Jal, he's much more heavier than the mountain of Uhud. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, as I said, he's one of the scholars of the companions. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever he used to get a new revelation, he used to call Abdullah ibn Mas'ud most of the times and recite the Quran to Abdullah ibn Mas'ud so Abdullah ibn Mas'ud could memorize the Quran. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Abdullah ibn Mas'ud to recite the Quran on him. So Abdullah said, "O Prophet of Allah, how can I recite the Quran on you and it was revealed on you?" So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "I'd love to hear it from someone else." So radiallahu ta'ala anhu started to recite From the verses in Surah An-Nisa until he arrived to this verse, فَكَيْفَ إِذَا جِئْنَا مِنْ كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ بِشَهِيدًا وَجِئْنَا بِكَ عَلَى هَؤُلَى شَهِيدًا. Allah states in the Quran al-Kareem, and how we would bring a witness on every nation, and oh Muhammad would bring you a witness on this nation. So Abdullah bin Mas'ud looked up and saw the face of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, full of tears, crying sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was crying, knowing the value and the heaviness of this verse. And Abdullah bin Mas'ud said, by Allah, I'll compete with anyone to know more than me about the Quran al-Kareem, when it was revealed and why it was revealed. Over 70 times the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, over 70 surah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, recited on me from his tongue, from Jibreel to him, straight to me. 70 surah from Jibreel to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, whoever would like to hear the Quran freshly the way it was revealed, whoever would like to read the Quran ghaddan, tariyan, whoever would like to read the Quran freshly the way it was revealed, listen to the verses, listen to the recitation of the son of Abid, which is Abdullah bin Mas'ud. Whoever would like to hear the Quran the way it was revealed freshly, it's like just revealed now, listen to the recitation of Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before his death, they asked him, O Prophet of Allah, did you succeed someone after you? Did you put a successor after you? So sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if I put a successor after me and you disobey him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish you a severe punishment. But whatever Hudhaifa bin Yaman radiallahu ta'ala anhu tells you, take from him. And whatever Abdullah bin Mas'ud recites on you, accept it from him. And this is how much trustworthiness the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had towards Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhum, who was so close to the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam. He used to carry the shoes of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam, carry the miswak of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, carry the water that the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam used to make wudu with. He used to be so close to the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam that the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam opened to him more than any other companion, and told him so many secrets the other companions never were told. And that's why they called him Sahibu Sawad, the one with black. That means the one that knows a lot. He knows a lot of secrets from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, if I wanted to put a leader among you, I would have put Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu. If I wanted to put a leader, I would have put Abdullah bin Mas'ud. And when Allah forbade the companions from entering the house of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before they excused themselves from entering his house, the only companion that was allowed to enter the house of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wa sallam, it was Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu. That the companion said that we used to think Abdullah bin Mas'ud from among the family of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the companions described Abdullah bin Mas'ud, daba Allah, we've never seen someone better manners, and someone with more knowledge, and someone that was close to imitating the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as much as Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu. We've never seen someone closely imitating the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam as much as Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu was at the time of Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he was assigned by Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu as the treasurer of the Kufa. He was assigned as the treasurer of the Kufa. And at the time of Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he asked Abdullah bin Mas'ud to leave that position and to come to Medina. And the people of Kufa loved Abdullah bin Mas'ud so much. They loved him so much. And they looked up to Abdullah bin Mas'ud so much that they refused to let Abdullah bin Mas'ud to go back to Medina. And then Abdullah bin Mas'ud said, by Allah, I have to obey my leader. I have to obey my leader unless it will become a fitna. Unless it will become a fitna. And Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu was one of the scholars and the judges at the time of the companions after the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
And the companions used to come to Abdullah bin Mas'ud for all the religious matters. They used to come to him for a lot of the religious matters. And radiallahu ta'ala anhu did not love this dunya one single bit. Radiallahu ta'ala anhu gave up everything that he had from this world for the hereafter. He gave up everything that he had in this world for the hereafter. And one of the companions, or one of the men, after the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, saw Abdullah ibn Mas'ud in the dreams that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was standing on a minbar. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was standing on a minbar, and Abdullah ibn Mas'ud was sitting down in front of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in front of the minbar. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, "Oh Abdullah, it became dry from my distance or from you. You became dry from me being distant from you." So this man told Abdullah bin Mas'ud the dream. So Abdullah bin Mas'ud knew that his death is nearby. And he told that man that saw this dream to come to Medina and pray on Abdullah bin Mas'ud. After a few days, Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu passed away. He passed away during the Khilafah of Uthman bin Affan radiallahu ta'ala anhu. This is Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a man that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said his fate, his feet and his feet or his legs are more heavier than the mountain of Uhud to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not about your size, it's not about your muscles, it's about your iman in front of Allah Almighty. Another great companion from the Abadila, from the scholars of the companions radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a very famous scholar who the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam praised him, Abdullah ibn Umar, the son of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He became a Muslim radiallahu ta'ala anhu at the age of 13 when his father migrated to Medina. And Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was described to be the closest man that used to be and imitate the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, like Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. And they used to say even more about Abdullah ibn Umar, they used to be very, very, very fussy and picky about imitating the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To the stage that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once went to Mecca and his aunt camel, the camel of the Prophet alayhi wa sallam, turned twice. And obviously this camel turned twice from its own nature. And then the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came down from that camel and prayed two rak'ah. Abdullah ibn Umar went to the same place that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had this camel turning twice. He made this camel turn twice. And then he came off that camel and prayed two rak'ah, where the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did pray. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was once walking and he saw a tree. He saw a branch of a tree. So sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put his head down to avoid his head hitting the tree and walked. Abdullah bin Mas'ud, even after that tree was cut, he kept him putting his head down where that tree, that branch was. That's how much love he had to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and imitating the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam even after his death. And radiallahu ta'ala anhu, at the battle of Badr, the first battle in Islam, or the greatest battle in Islam, radiallahu ta'ala anhu was only 13 years old. He was only 13 years old. And he wanted to participate in that battle. So sallallahu alayhi wa sallam refused him and told him to go back for his young age. And then the following year was the battle of Uhud. The battle of Uhud, where he was 14 years old. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also refused him to participate in the battle until the battle of Khandaq, when he became over 15 years old, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam accepted him to be part of the soldiers of Islam, part of the soldiers of the believers to participate fighting in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Ni'mal rajul abdillah, may Allah azza wa jalla bless the man Abdullah, if he prayed from the nightfall prayer, Qiyam al-Layl, and increases from it. Yani the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged Abdullah by saying, may Allah azza wa jalla bless you, and you're a good man if you pray extra in the nightfall prayer, in the tajajjud. Yani this is to show you how the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to deal with the companions differently. A companion that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will ask him only to pray 5 times during the day and night. Other companions like Abdullah ibn Umar asked him to pray the nightfall prayer. نعم الرجل عبد الله لو كان يصلي من الليل فيكثر. May Allah Azza wa Jal bless the man Abdullah if he used to pray from the nightfall prayer and increases from the nightfall prayer. رضي الله تعالى عنه used to be like his father when he hears the verses of the Quran al-Kareem, especially talking about speaking about the Day of Judgment, he used to cry once he was around his brothers, and he was reciting the verse from وَيْلٌ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ الَّذِينَ دَكْتَالُوا عَلَى النَّاسِ يَسْتَوْفُونَ until يَوْمَ يَقُومُ النَّاسُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, the day when people are resurrected in front of Allah, the Lord of this universe. And رضي الله تعالى عنه kept on crying and crying and crying until he went unconscious. رضي الله تعالى عنهم. That's how the companions, they used to hear the Quran and understand the Quran and act upon the Quran and believe in the Quran al-Kareem. One verse made Umar ibn Khattab be in the bed for 40 days. One verse made Umar ibn Khattab to be in bed for 40 days. Why? The hearts were attached to these words. These words are not just words, but these words are reality. When Allah speaks about the Day of Judgment, Allah is truly speaking about a day that's coming. When Allah is speaking about the hellfire, Allah is speaking about a place that people will be punished. When Allah is speaking about the paradise, Allah is speaking about a place that people will live and entertain and joyful life. And that's why radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, it took me 8 years to memorize Surah Al-Baqarah. When radiallahu ta'ala anhu could have memorized it in less than few months. But radiallahu ta'ala anhum, as Umar ibn Khattab said, we used to learn 10 verses and act upon those 10 verses before we get to the next 10 verses. It's not just about memorizing. It's not just about having a great number of verses in your mind. It's acting upon those verses. It's acting upon those verses. It's following those verses, implementing those verses. And radiallahu ta'ala anhum, he said, we used to learn the iman before we learn the Quran. We used to learn the iman before we learn the Quran. And these days people learn the Quran before they learn the iman. We used to learn the Quran. We used to learn the iman before we learn the Quran. And we follow its halal and forbid what it's haram. And we follow its orders and keep away from what Allah Azza wa Jalla forbade. And we learn the Quran the way Allah wanted us to learn. And then he said these days, talking about his time, and Allah Alam, what would he say about these days men memorize the Quran before they know the iman, and they learn from the beginning of Fatiha to the end of it, and they don't even know what Allah had forbade and what Allah had ordered, and they don't even follow the halal from the haram, from haram from the halal. This radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And once a man wrote to Abdullah ibn Umar saying, write to me all your knowledge. Write to me all your knowledge. So Abdullah ibn Umar said, the knowledge is a lot. There's a lot of knowledge. But if you could meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you could meet Allah azza wa jal with lesser sins from harming people and eating the unlawful money and not speaking and backbiting about others and being with the jama'ah, then you are in peace. Then you are in peace. In other words, it's not about the knowledge, it's about implementing the knowledge. And radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a judge, but not an assigned judge. He used to have a lot of knowledge about the hadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Due to, he used to be all the time with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And at the time of Uthman, Uthman ordered Abdullah ibn Umar to become the judge of the believers, to become the judge of the Muslims. So Abdullah said, please, excuse me and don't let me do this. Subhanallah, please excuse me and don't let me do this. These days people will fight over positions. But this man refused to take that position. He said, please excuse me and don't let me do this. So Uthman forced it on him. He said, take, are you trying to disobey me? He said, no, I don't want to disobey you. But the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that there are three judges. One judge that makes a judgment with ignorance enters the hellfire. Another judge makes judgment with his desires and enters the hellfire. Another judge will put the effort and make a judgment and he'll get the rewards. So Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, I'll excuse you, but don't tell this to anyone. Or else no one will ever take that position. Or else no one from the believers will take that position. Radiallahu ta'ala anhum. He used to also be known to be very generous. And radiallahu ta'ala anhum was a very successful businessman. That once he got from his, he won 4,000 dinar. The next morning, Abdullah ibn Umar was working in the market. So the man that was working for him and got him 4,000 dinar asked him, oh Abdullah, I just got 4,000 dinar yesterday. So he said, I gave it all for the sake of Allah, and today I'm getting a new income to live. Subhanallah, that's how generous radiallahu ta'ala anhu was. And that's how much love they had to the hereafter, and had no love to this world, had no love to this world, and he was at the time of the fitna that took place between the companions, and the companions got together on Abdullah ibn Umar, saying, "Oh Abdullah, who give you the bay'ah to be the Muslim leader?" And from among them was Al-Hasan, the son of Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He said, "Oh Abdullah, no two will ever disagree over you. No two will disagree over your khilafah. The whole Muslims will agree on you." So Abdullah said, "I'm not willing to take a position that will make one blood drop from my believer. I'm not willing to take this position. At the time of the Prophet, we fought and struggled in the path of Allah against non-believers. And now we're going to fight against people who say, La ilaha illallah." And one man called Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu one day, he said, "You are a man that caused the fitna." He said, "Abdullah, how did I cause a fitna?" He said, "The whole Muslims would have been united under you if you accepted the Khilafah." So he said, "But Allah, I'm not willing to accept such a position that will make the blood of the believers to be shed among each other." And radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, "I would not fight against anyone that says La ilaha illallah, and against anyone that says Hayya ala salah, and against anyone that says Hayya ala al-falah, and I would not strive and fight against any believer that says La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah." And radiallahu ta'ala anhu passed away, and he was 85, and at the last days of his life he became blind. This is Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, another great companion from the companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What we're speaking about these companions, we are just giving a short summary about their life. But wallahi, if we want to really go in depth about their lives, wallahi, we need hours and hours just to hear the great stance of these companions. And once again, my brothers and sisters, these stories are not stories to be told, but are stories for us to look up to and for us to follow. They are the companions that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had left behind for us to take as an example after him sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let's take these men as our example. Let's look up to those men and let's take them as our role models radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. Jazakum Allah khair. May Allah reward you all for listening. Subhanaka Allah bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.